Well, hello everyone and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and we've got another program that's focused on the Father's Day Festival 2017, which in the month of June I was attending in Grass Valley, California, just north of Sacramento. And it's a great festival to go to, and I had a whale of a time, I tell you. So much good music there, and I walked back as much as I could because I knew that a lot of you would be interested in hearing some of it at the same time as I'm interested in hearing some of it too. And last week we looked at some of the bands that were playing at the festival. I was talking about that. I'll be doing exactly the same this week, and hope you enjoy my insights into the bluegrass music. I recommend you recommend the Father's Day Festival as a festival for you to go to if you really want a broad scope of bluegrass music. And what are we going to have? We're going to have Laurie Lewis and her band Grant Street. This is from 20 years ago, and Laurie Lewis is a huge presence in the California bluegrass scene. From her early days of she's a bass player, she's a fiddle player, she's a guitarist, vocalist, song stylist as much as anything. Every tune that she does, she puts a real style into it. Her band is always great, and she always combines their talents to the best advantage. Wonderful musician, and enjoy every CD of hers that I've got. What are we going to hear from her Singing My Troubles Away album? We're going to hear Diamond Joe, which is a traditional song with Laurie's inimitable take on it, and then a song she wrote herself, and she's singing a duet with her bass player Tammy Fassett. I'm not quite sure how to say that. Don't Get Too Close. Laurie Lewis and Grant Street from the album Singing My Troubles Away.
That I'm still punching cattle. but give the fleas to Diamond Joe. Heartache is something I don't need. You breezed in like the south wind in December. So warm and so surprising, so sweet and tantalizing, that I believe to my soul that I begin to remember feelings that I thought were dead and buried long ago. Don't get no, I think I could love you. Don't get too close. I've got my own life to lead. When I lay me down to sleep, I don't wanna be dreaming of you. Don't get too close. A heartache is something I don't need.
And Grant Street, that was her band at the time. And the Laurie's band members all participate in the teaching at the music camp that I went to. And in the evenings, there was often some music, a concert with the camp workshop leaders and things like that. And that was always a real treat. So I thought you'd like to hear some of that. At the festival, they have a variety of bands, from old-time bands to traditional-style bluegrass bands to very contemporary bluegrass bands. There's a range of music. There's three stages, one main stage which runs from 10 o'clock in the morning till 10 in the evening, and then the Vern Williams stage, which runs around the meal times, and that is in some ways my favourite stage. That was the one that Hamilton County got to play on in 2008, and it remains in a special special place in my memories. And then there's the Pioneer Stage, which is where some bands get to play, and that's a seating area with a mesh covering to keep out the hot sun, and that's a good place for to see some of your bands too. And some of the bands play on the main stage, and then they'll play another set the next day on one of the other stages. There was a band called Matt and George and their Pleasant Valley Boys, and these guys are deliberately recreating an old-time bluegrass band. They've faithfully followed some of the originals, Bill Munro and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and Stanley Brothers. They really work hard on being a very authentic old-time band. Matt Dudman on mandolin lead vocals, George Goodell on banjo and harmony vocals, Jenny Lynn, she plays rhythm guitar with a thumb pick, I was delighted to see, and does harmony. Jim Allison does fiddle and does a little bit of harmony vocals, and Mark Eagleton plays bass. And they put on a great show. I really enjoyed it and got some CDs. In fact, they did something a little different from most people. They had a whole box of two or three different CDs, and they said, come on, folks, come and help yourself. We've got boxes of these things. Just take them. So everyone could take CDs for free. So I managed to get two or three. And I thought you'd enjoy them. Real traditional bluegrass music. We're going to hear them doing Heavy Traffic Ahead, classic Bill Munro song, and Love Grown Cold.
And the first number on this Pleasant Valley Music Program on the Opry will be a little ditty to start out with. Heavy Traffic Ahead.
Saturday night when our work is done, we load our music up on the run. Heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead. We got to rumble, rumble, heavy traffic ahead. Special heads down the line, heavy traffic ahead. It's heavy traffic ahead. We got to rumble, rumble. It's heavy traffic ahead. Traveling around from state to state, the bluegrass boys are never late. Heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead. We got to rumble, rumble, heavy traffic ahead. We got to rumble, rumble, heavy traffic ahead. We do our work with the goodwill on Friday night. We head for Nashville, heavy traffic ahead. Heavy traffic ahead. We got to rumble, rumble. Heavy traffic ahead.
Okay, well, that's Matt and George and their Pleasant Valley Boys, and they got so quickly into the Bluegrass Special, the track straight after the one that I'd originally had as number one, that we didn't get to Love Grown Cold. We'll have that another time. But they were a fun band to watch. They just really try hard to get that authentic bluegrass sound. Great to hear. They also have some very contemporary bands at the festival, and there was a band there called the Barefoot Movement, and which is comprised four pretty young people, I'd say 20s, maybe 30s, going on there. It's the first band I've known to be named after their footwear on stage. As you can imagine, they're all barefoot. But they were... they played some really interesting stuff, and they were headed by a young lady called Noah Wall. She played fiddle and did most of the lead vocals. Tommy Norris played mandolin and did some vocals. Alex Connolly played guitar and did some vocals. And Hasi Sakatio did bass and vocals as well. They wrote a lot of their song. They do interesting arrangements. And this is some more contemporary sort of bluegrass for you. We're going to hear a couple of tracks, My Little Darling and one called Loose Ends.
Gentlemen, she's been playing this fiddle and singing her heart out all night. This is Noah Wall. Give her a round of applause.
You're pages and pages of things you wrote. But you never show me, you never get that close. Searching, searching for a story that fits. Who can love you if you did not exist?
Can't tie together all the loose. Everybody's best friend. Sooner or later you'll have to follow your own train. Loose ends, loose
That was a band called the Barefoot Movement. I saw them out on the Pioneer Stage, and that was a from an album that was recorded live in Culver City. And they're an interesting band to watch. I really enjoy their music, great stage dynamics, and just one of those things that you're pleased that you've seen them play. And so you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. My name's Paul Trenwith, and I'm your host, and I'm talking about the Father's Day Festival held in Grass Valley in June each year. And I've just been attending the 2017 version of that and coming back with a whole bunch of new music that I thought you might like to listen to. There's a bit of live music happening around Hamilton too, if you are a local to the area in which this program is recorded. This coming Sunday we have my own jam session called Back Porch Bluegrass, and that's at 2:30 in the afternoon on Sunday the 23rd. It's at the Silverdale Normal School Common Room, and it's a whole bunch of us get together with our banjos and fiddles and guitars and mandolins and basses and auto harps and various other bits and pieces, and play some music and join in with each other and have a jam session at the end, play some bluegrass music. It's good music, it's homemade music like that, and it's really good fun. There's a Morrinsville Country Music Club, of course, has its concert on the second Friday of each month at the Senior Citizens Hall in Canada Street, Morrinsville. And you've just missed this month's concert, but next month the concert is featuring Western music. Remember, it used to be called Country and Western, and there was a reason for the Western ingredient, and we're giving people an opportunity to do dig out all their old Western songs. So it's going to be a good night. It's probably a lot of big hats and fringes, and who knows, even someone might even bring a live bull into the place. You never know. What else is on? You've got Navarra Lounge, you've got all sorts of places that are playing live music, but they're the ones that I know about. Right, well, let's go. And one of the things that you do when you're in San Francisco, which is on my way up to Grass Valley, is I was staying with some friends, Chuck and Jeannie Poling, in San Francisco itself, and they're not far from the Haight-Ashbury District in San Francisco. And in the Haight-Ashbury District is a wonderful purveyor of secondhand music called Amoeba Records, and it's this vast place full of racks of CDs, and the bluegrass section has so much stuff in there that you think, how am I going to manage all this? So I got to be quite exclusive, and I had to pick up just albums that I really needed, had people that I didn't normally have in music. And I got a great album there called A Rough Guide to Bluegrass, which is actually a UK compilation. And it's got some wonderful music on it. And we're going to have a couple of instrumentals off that album. Jim and Jesse playing the tune Chicken Reel, and then Baylor Fleck playing the tune Crossfire on his banjo. And enjoy some of this. This is some of the music that I picked up on my way to Grass Valley. Thank you. was Bela Fleck doing some very fancy finger work on a tune called Crossfire. Before that, we heard Chicken Reel from Jim and Jesse, the McReynolds brothers. What have we got lined up here? One of the popular bands at the festival was a very straightforward bluegrass band that write a lot of their material, quite traditionally oriented material, with some great vocals. The band is called the Brombies and headed by George Deering, and who plays mandolin, and Joe Allen Deering. I think that's how you say their name, D-O-E-R-I-N-G. Joe Allen sings. Patrick Sorber plays banjo. He's a banjo player who lately has been playing with Laurie Lewis. Keith Rozier plays bass and John Plotnick plays guitar. And they were a great band and I very much enjoyed their music. In My Carolina Home and I'm Going Crazy. There are the couple of tracks we're going to hear from them.
There's a dog on the couch, there's a cat on the bed, there's a song I keep singing, it's stuck in the head. There's something about the moonlight, was all she said, in my Carolina home. There's a church on the corner where we answer the call, and on Saturday nights it's VQ in the mall. There's nothing quite as pretty as the trees in the fall. It's not back in the woods, but it's precious and it's mine. That's where I wanna be till the end of my time, in my Carolina home. This little house, we were sad and afraid, and our bales ate up every penny that we made. Now we sit out in the backyard, need the peach tree shade of our Carolina home. It's not high in the hills or nestled in the pines, it's not back in the woods, but it's precious and it's mine. That's where I wanna be till the end of my time. Nothing's ever perfect, we still got bills to pay, but when we go to sleep at night, there's one thing we can say. Our name's on the mailbox and that's where it will stay, in my Carolina home. It's not high in the hills or nestled in the pines, it's not back in the woods, but it's precious and it's mine.
A lot of time putting up with misery, but when that weekend comes around, I'm ready for a new routine. And if you ask me where I'm going, well, I'm gonna blow off steam, 'cause I'm going crazy. You wanna come along? And if you stay with me, soon you'll be singing the same old song. My memory's hazy, but it's
hanging on. I'm going crazy, honey, won't you come along?
4 years now I've been searching, looking for a girl for me. Someone to love, someone to hug, someone to raise a family. But when that weekend comes around, nothing's gonna come between our time to dance and our sweet romance. I bet you know what I mean.
'Cause I'm going crazy, you wanna come along. And if you stay with me, soon you'll be singing the same old song. My memory's hazy, but it's hanging on. I'm going crazy, honey, won't you come along?
I'm going nearly out of my mind. With a girl from me, we're gonna be honky-tonkin' one more time.
'Cause I'm going crazy, you wanna come along. And if you stay with me, soon you'll be singing the same old song. My memory's hazy, but it's hanging on. I'm going crazy, honey, won't you come along? I'm going crazy, honey, won't you come along?
That's the Brombies, and they were a very popular band, and they did some great music. I enjoyed listening to them very much. Great pickers. Well, those of you who've been listening right from the start of the show will realise that we have a new sponsor, and that's Shearer's Music Works from Hamilton. I'm delighted to have them as sponsor of my show. I have a very long relationship with Shearer's Music. Back in 1965, I bought my first five-string banjo from them. It was a Framus five-string banjo, by the way, and I'd never seen a five-string banjo before. And Andy Shearer, working from his newly opened shop in the north end of Hamilton, up by the Public Trust Office, as it was then, he said he'd import a banjo for me, so he did. I still remember opening up the case and looking at it and thinking, wow, it's a five-string banjo. I'm going to have to learn to play it. And so I did all that. So as I said, we go way back to Shearer's, and I'm delighted that David Shearer and his team have undertaken to sponsor the show. And I'll have David on at some stage to sit and talk about what they can provide for pickers. But I know when you walk into the shop, you'll see a bunch of guitars and stringed instruments and basses and fiddles and ukuleles and sheet music, huge section there. They have pretty much everything that you need for your music needs. And I'm sure he'll tell you about that when we get him on. I went to see the Deering factory when down in San Diego towards the end of my trip, and Shearer's are importing Deering banjos, and they're fine banjos right from their good time banjos, more for the learner, and they're top-end banjos are just lovely. So we'll be talking about some of those too. But David's long been a fan of Martin guitars, and I'm using that to segue into this next album. I camped in my tent next door to Steve Potier, who was one of the teachers at the music camp, and he had his tent right up beside mine. In fact, we'd both been staying with a friend in Grass Valley, and Steve and I spent a bit of time together, had a few breakfasts together, and he is a wonderful guitar player and a regular columnist in the Flat Picking Guitar magazine, and can really analyse flat pick guitar styles. And Sandy Rothman just goes way back as a top level guitarist. Way back before the Grateful Dead, he worked with Jerry Garcia in a bluegrass band, travelled with Clarence White and the Kentucky Colonels, played in Bill Monroe's band, Earl Tarter's band, Red Allen's band, and Jerry Garcia acoustic band. These two guys both play Martin guitars. Sandy's playing a 1955 D28 in the right channel. Steve is playing a 1964 Martin D18 in the left channel. So David Shearer would very much like to be sitting in with these guys as they pick a couple of tunes. And we're going to have Brown's Ferry Guitar for you, and then Weeping Willow. Listen to some bluegrass guitar duets from Sandy Rothman and Steve Pottier on their Martin guitars.
Thank you.
wasn't that some fancy guitar playing? Steve Rothman and Steve Pottier and Sandy Rothman playing some guitar duets there. Who knew that there were that many different ways of playing Bury Me Beneath the Willow, eh? If you want to sit there with your guitar and work all that out, you'd be a great guitar player. Well, we're getting to the end of the program. I hope you're enjoying my stories of going to the Father's Day Festival. One of the bands I went to see was Sawmill Road. Many of you will remember a band called X-Train that came out to New Zealand. They had a mandolin player in it called Mark Miracle, and Mark plays in the band Sawmill Road. He's a mandolin player there and sings tenor, and they're a great band, and this was a reunion opportunity for them. They're no longer really playing together as a band, but they got together for this. Man, they're a good band, tight band, led by the lead singing and bass playing of Steve Spurgeon, Dick Brown on banjo, Charlie Edsel on guitar, Mark Miracle on mandolin, and Doug Bartlett was playing fiddle on this recording. It's from an album called Fire on the Kettle, and they have some wonderful songs, great band. They were very popular, and I saw them each time that they played, and they just got a wealth of material and a wonderful way with the songs. Thanks very much for listening. This will use us to take it out. Sawmill Road, Leave Me the Way I Am, and if we've got time, Fire on the Kettle.
Georgia night, you've got a way of looking right into the secret heart of any man. I don't plan to be your fool, I'm not some kid just out of school, but I feel like I'm on sinking sand. I've heard all about the broken hearts left in your tracks, so have mercy on me before there's no turning back. Don't say you love me if you don't really want me for your lifetime, man. I don't need it, I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am. Fight alone, heartache goes right to the bone, and that's a feeling I know something of. It took years to fortify the wall around this heart of mine, then you burn it down with just one touch. Ooh, you've got the prettiest blue eyes I've ever seen. If I don't walk away, they'll make a fool right out of me. Don't say you love me if you don't really want me for your lifetime, man. I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am. Don't say you love me if you don't really want me for your lifetime, man, cause I don't need it. I feel the danger. I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am.